Okay, how can we control anger with someone, especially a family member, such as a brother? There are three things. There is our own possibly angry nature. There is a particular person who triggers our anger. And there is a particular situation that triggers the anger. That means the trigger for anger can either be the person, can be the situation, or can be our own nature. Now, sometimes some people are such that they make everyone mad. So, no, I'm not saying you are like that. I don't worry about that. So, now if some people happen to be like that, then we just have to keep a distance from them. But we shouldn't assume that that is the only way, reason why we are, anger is there. It could well be the other two causes also. So, some people are irritable or they are just negligent, insensitive. Then we need to keep a distance from them so that we don't get provoked by them. But if the second is there, that means we find that there are certain situations where we get angry. No, maybe we are late and we need something and then somebody comes in the way and then we shout at that person or whatever. Then we should take care as much as possible to avoid those situations. So, because all of us have certain things which trigger us. It may be anger, it may be greed, it may be lust, it may be pride, whatever it is, all of us have certain triggers. And it is our responsibility to avoid those triggers. So the specific situations which trigger us, we'll be careful about them. And the third is our own nature. So if it's our nature, that means, you know, the person or the situation doesn't matter. Just the purpose that this particular angry person is always irritable. Quickly blasts off, even when there is not much provocation. And even when the other person is reasonable. So, if it is the third case, then we need to make something by which we can develop a pause button. See, the whole anger operates by a temporary feeling that we know everything and we can do anything. So, I know this is the situation, this person, he spoke or she spoke like this and it's wrong and I'm right. I am going to teach this person a lesson. So basically, anger temporarily makes us believe that we are God. That means we know everything and we can do anything. That's the idea. So, when we create something like a pause button, okay, I cannot stop the anger right away, but I will not act on the anger. So, a pause button might mean that we can chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra 10 times. Or if you have something which... if you have something which stimulates spiritual emotions within us. Because when the power of emotion is pushing us, shout at someone, do something with angry. So at that time, if we have something spiritual, which triggers our emotion. I mean, like some nice kirtan which you hear, some nice shloka, some nice deity's darshan. Anything that's, there is an emotion which is drawing us down towards angry behavior. So if there is some emotion which draws us up, and we can trigger that emotion, then we can counter that lower emotion. And especially by observing what situations make us angry, you know, we can largely control that. And of course, ultimately, we have to purify ourselves. So especially if we chant and pray to Krishna and make our consciousness more spiritual. See, anger is like in this room, if there's no light, automatic darkness will be there. Nobody has to fill the room with darkness. Our darkness will be the default condition here. And now, if consciously put on the light, then the darkness will go. So, like if I without putting on the light, I try to remove the darkness. So, how can I remove it? It's not possible. So, like that, just focusing on the negative, oh, I should not become angry. That is like trying to remove the darkness. It's difficult. But rather, we focus on filling our mind with positive things. So, okay, what makes me happy? What makes me enlivened? What makes me kind, polite, gentle? So we fill our life with those activities and our bhakti will help us to develop these qualities because the soul is pure. So you as a soul are not angry. You as a soul are not short-tempered. The soul, when it is covered by a particular some conditions, then it's a problem. So if we purify ourselves, when we connect with Krishna, the covering starts going away. And in the pure soul, the pure quality starts emerging. And then we can better anticipate and prevent the anger. One is the anger is coming and we check it. That is important. Like suppose if I have a jewel in this room and some thief is there outside. Now, it's best that I just lock the door and don't let the thief come in ever. But if somehow I leave the door open and a thief comes in, that doesn't mean that, oh, please come, whatever you want, you can steal and take. No, at that time, then I'll go from here and push the door and somehow try to push the thief out. So like that, it's best to be engaged in positive activities so that we don't let the thief of anger come in only. But if it comes in, then we have to push it out. So I said, if you can be more filled with Krishna and things connected with him, then anger will not be able to come. But if it comes in, then you have to observe the causes. The person, the situation, or our own nature. And then address it accordingly. Okay?